Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, Birdman. A lot of folks have seen it. A lot of folks love it. A lot of folks are like, what's the big deal? Well, when we have a question about a film, there is one person we go to for advice. It is time, once again, for On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about Birdman.
9 Oscar nominations, Golden Globe wins for Michael Keaton, and 1 for Best Screenplay for director Alejandro Iñárritu. Birdman, or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, is the one film thought mighty enough to topple current frontrunner Boyhood at the Academy Awards. The critics mostly adored it, but the public seems divided, so Birdman does have its fair share of naysayers. I like Birdman enough, at times very much. In fact, the scene of Michael Keaton's Regan Thompson character walking through Times Square in his underwear is just plain great. It makes an obvious point, but Keaton plays it wonderfully. Birdman is pretty darn funny throughout, and Oscar contender Edward Norton is super as a pretentious method actor with occasional violent tendencies. I really adored the beautiful Naomi Watts as well, and I was cracking up when her character got to tip her hat to director David Lynch and her star-making role in his masterful Mulholland Drive. Birdman is certainly inventive, but its script gets a bit wayward. I also believe a lot of its references will age rather poorly. But for now, it's a lot of fun. Better than Boyhood? I don't think so. However, by Oscar Sunday, Best Actor nominee Michael Keaton really might fly. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And again, if you want to read Mark's full review and go to a wonderful website about film, go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. We are quickly closing in. It's award season. The Oscars will be coming up, and Mark will be with us every step of the way. Well, next, we'll talk about apps. How many apps do you have on your tablet? So many apps, you probably don't even know what they do. Download this, download that, maybe one day you'll tap away at it, maybe not. There are essential apps for your tablet. The one thing that makes the tablet really useful is the apps. Without it, it's just a thin little computer that you spent a lot of money for. Do you know there are literally millions of apps available? There are 10 essential apps for your tablet and even for your smartphone. Here they are. The first one, don't lose your tablet. Sometimes your tablet or smartphone can grow legs of its own and wander off, or sometimes it has help from some sticky-fingered thief. Whatever the reason, Android Device Manager, it's free on Android, or Find My Phone, which is also free, can help you locate your lost gadget, lock it, and if worse comes to worse, you can remotely wipe your mobile gadget. So I guess if you lose it and there's a lot of stuff on there you don't want anybody else to see, vis-a-vis passwords or I guess all of your other stuff you may have on there, you can just wipe it clean so that whoever finds it, whatever, they can't use it and they can't read anything about you. The next one is manage your money. Creating and sticking to a budget is important, but time-consuming. You could spend hours slaving away over a checkbook or computer program. Simplify things with the Mint app, which is free if you have an Android or if you have an iPhone. It links to your bank account, so you always know just how much money you have. Then you can set up spending categories with a budget for each, and in no time, you'll have a real-time report on your financial health, again, all running through the cloud or through the air and into your device. Are you skittish about putting all of your financial activity and history on this little gadget? A lot of people are. Next one is edit your photos on the go. For simple photo editing on your gadget, try the Fotor app, spelt F-O-T-O-R, again free for both Android and iPhone. Change the filter on the photo to achieve the best effects, customize the borders, and when you've got the perfect picture, you can share it with others online with a tap of a button if you're a real shutterbug. There are some other great photo apps as well for you out there. The next one is know the weather before stepping out the door. Again, these are essential apps for your tablet and or your smartphone. Before you head out on your next travel adventure, you can get the Weather Channel app, which is free, of course, for Android, for iPhone, for Windows Phone. You can check the current temperature, the hourly forecast, and the next 10 days of weather. You'll also get a customizable radar map, video clips, severe weather alerts, and beach conditions. You know, it says here it's just better than your gadget's built-in weather app. What do I have in mind? I have a Samsung Galaxy, and I get mine through Sprint. So when mine came, it has the little widget with the time and the temperature, and if I tap on the widget, and I think it brings me to AccuWeather, it's a pretty good forecast. I mean, I just tap with my finger, and I get the next 7 days right there. And if I tap again, I can get the radar and everything else. So that's standard on the phone, and I don't have to clutter my phone up with any other apps. The next one is Be More Productive. One of the standard productivity tools for home and business is Microsoft Office. Unfortunately, Office documents don't always play nice with third-party apps. That's why it was a big deal when Microsoft released Microsoft Office Mobile, free on Android, iPhone, and of course Windows Phone. It lets you open, create, and perform basic editing of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint files no matter where you go. That is very useful. What if you're doing a business presentation and it's on PowerPoint and you get a call as you're standing somewhere waiting for a bus that something is wrong and you got to change the numbers in the presentation you're going to be making in the next 22 minutes? Well, you can change your PowerPoint presentation right here. You can even go into your Word and Excel documents as well. It's interesting how you have all these different platforms now, and it's true. You'll create something within Microsoft Office, and you can't open it in other places. And that is very, very inconvenient. And isn't it true every time you get a new smartphone or you get a new tablet and you try to open up a document, there's some reader that you've never heard of before trying to open this up? Polaris this, Gingerbread that, my name is Charlie, let me read your files, DocX or whatever. It is true. A lot of times they do not play well with each other. The next one, save hundreds instantly. You paid a lot for that new gadget, so why not use it to save as much money as possible elsewhere? The Retail Me Not app. Free with Android and iPhone, helps you find promo codes and coupons for more than 50,000 physical and online stores, including grocery stores. You can save and store coupons for later and share the savings with your friends through social media. Sometimes when you just go to Google, not too long ago, I needed to buy my son a pair of sneakers. So I tried to get a coupon for the local super sporting goods store. They often do put out coupons. So you just type it in. Are they available somewhere? And no matter what it is, you had to put in some sort of information. You would get some sort of coupon or code that you could use for the store. But they wanted all kinds of information in return. And to me, it was some sort of third-party site, and it just screamed ripoff, so I ran far away. But perhaps this is different. Again, the Retail Me Not app. The next one, again, these are essential apps for your tablet and or smartphone. Boost your vision. Even if you aren't a detective, a magnifying glass is still something great to have around. You never know when you'll need to read tiny print on a document, minuscule instructions in a cookbook, microscopic writing on a computer part, or some equally inconvenient text. You don't need an actual magnifying glass, though. Just download a magnifying glass app. Really? And prepare to be amazed. What about just opening up your camera, pinching out the sides, right? So you can kind of zoom in. Doesn't that work as well and you don't have to download anything? Just me with some friendly advice. What about find free Wi-Fi anywhere? You don't want to burn through your data plan on the go. You could be on the hook for nasty overage charges. That's why using Wi-Fi whenever possible is a good idea. Fortunately, you can find the free Wi-Fi no matter where you travel with a free Wi-Fi Finder app. Again, free from Android and for iPhone. Just make sure you know how to stay safe from hackers and snoops. I have something on my smartphone that automatically tells me now when I'm in a Wi-Fi situation. It can be quite annoying. It kind of locks out the 3G or the 4G service that I might be running at that time, and it's always in the same spots. I'll be driving along, I'm charging the phone, it's on the seat next to me, and all of a sudden, whoop, Wi-Fi is available and just obliterates what's there. And it's this screen that locks on. Started at home and I was picking up my neighbor's Wi-Fi as it's blaring from his house into my house, which is a little annoying as well. So I had to find a way to deactivate it. And even after I did, it still keeps doing it, especially when I drive through this one area. So that's a little annoying, and the Wi-Fi tends to find me. I don't have to find it. The next one, keep up with friends and family on the go. Want to stay up to date with your Facebook friends? Don't settle for trying to use the Facebook site on that small smartphone or tablet screen. Instead, load up the official Facebook app. Free from Android and for iPhone. It lets you look through your news feed, like and comment on posts and new photos, upload photos and videos, and everything else you expect to do on Facebook. The problem with that is I know someone who has the Facebook app on their phone, and you know how it works with Facebook. You comment on something, so when someone you don't even know comments on the same story in your news feed, all of a sudden, John Doe just commented on Jane Smith's story. Well, you don't know John Doe, and you don't really care what John Doe thinks about Jane Smith. You kind of just know Jane Smith and wanted to say, oh, heard you were sick, I hope you feel better. And it could be a little annoying. You can follow me on Twitter, at Ed Kalegi, at E-D-K-A-L-E-G-I, even if you have the app, or just go to the mobile site like the old-fashioned folks do. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend!
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.